And as I told you guys, or as Laura told you guys, we've got a special guest today. And this is Blanche. And Blanche has been in a Bible study. I guess we've been in a Bible study, what, about 6 years? About 6 years. And Blanche is 100 years old. She was born in 1917 on New Year's Eve. And she was the first New Year's Eve baby of that year. And some of you saw last year they had the 100th celebration of her birthday on January 1st. And as a matter of fact, she went back and kind of toured the town, which has changed a lot, and went to see her old house, which is still standing. And we've known each other for quite some time. I guess it has been 6 years that we've been in Bible studies together. And I just wanted you, first off, Blanche, I know you've wanted to come, and I've wanted you to come, so I want you to hold this where everybody can hear you.
Okay.
There you go. But I'll just give you a minute to tell everybody what it feels like to be here today.
It's just wonderful to be here to see all these young people here and to get all these hugs and kisses and things. Oh, and thank you because you belong to the Lord. And it's just been one wonderful day for me.
You see why I like to see her every week? Because life for Blanche is wonderful. And it's wonderful because of what God's done for her.
I was just 7 years, 14 years old when I was saved. My mother was already passed on. She left me when Mother's Day, when she was 41 years old. But my daddy raised me, so I guess he done a pretty good job. I'm still a good Christian, and I love the Lord more every day. And I talk to him every night.
And you were 11 years old when your mom passed away.
I was 11 years old when my mother passed away. But she had always took me in church. She helped start the Woodland Park Baptist Church. It's up here now. It was on Hoslow Avenue. And all we sat on was two befores. We didn't have anything extra to sit on. And we loved the Lord, and we stayed with him. And Brother McClure, George McClure, was pastor, and we were really proud of our church.
Now, can you guys imagine Woodland Park when it was so small that they sat on 2x4s? That's come a long way, hasn't it?
Yes, it sure has. And I haven't been to Woodland Park but one time since it's been moved up here.
Since it's bigger. Let me ask you this, Blanche. Your mom passed on when you were 11, and you were raised in a Christian home, but you weren't a Christian until a couple of years later.
I was 14 years old when the Lord saved me, and I was sitting with a bunch of young people just like some of you all, and they said, oh, don't go, don't go, don't go. I said, the Lord spoke to me, and I'm going right now.
Well, that's good.
And Larry and Charlie Taylor were doing, Larry was playing the music and Charlie was doing the preaching. And I've heard of them one time since. I guess they're gone now because they're older men. But I thank y'all that y'all all come today. And it's just been wonderful for me because I have really got a blessing out of this today.
Well, isn't it wonderful that, you think back, and Blanche is 100 years old now. Actually, she's almost 100 and a half. And you think back over all the things that happened, and one memory that is so vivid to her that I've heard this story over and over and over because it's such a monumental story in her life is that she came from a Christian home, but there was a time when she was listening to the Word of God being spoken when God spoke to her, and she realized she was not in God's kingdom. She
That's
was
right.
not a child of God. She was not
That's right.
really a Christian just because she came from a Christian home. And that grabbed her. And it's interesting that her friends around could see she was shook. And it's also interesting that they told her, just calm down. Don't go, don't go, don't go. And how many of you know sometimes there is that kind of resistance around us that we feel? But she felt that call of God, and there was no way you were not going down that aisle, is there?
It was so sweet. It was so precious to me. That wasn't a church that I belonged to, though. That was a First Baptist church in Chattanooga, and it was at Bailey Avenue and Oak Street. Hmm. But they've tore it down now, and it's over on the other side of town. And guess what? I got a pleasure to get to go when they had the graduating class from high school, because my son graduated in that class.
Well, that's good. And that moment when you were just a child, that you gave your heart to Christ, that really changed everything in your life, didn't it?
It sure did.
It changed everything. How many of you can tell she has lived faithfully for the Lord all that time?
And oh, good. Thank you.
And she has, I'm just going to show you a picture right here that I've got of the Bible study that we have on
Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Thank you. Just in case, and actually it is kind of funny because you know that my memory is not as good as hers. She is always telling me, and she says this all the time, she says, I just thank God I still have my memory.
Yes,
and I don't say anything, but I'm wishing I had mine. But she's got a good memory. And so it is Tuesday that we're on. And I've got my alarm in my phone set 20 minutes before, because if it doesn't go off, I can't remember. But actually, we're missing Helen in that, which I wish she was in that picture. I guess she was gone that day I took it. But Blanche is 100, and she's the oldest. But the lady sitting next to her is 93. And if I'm not mistaken, nobody in that picture is under 82 or 88. I think that's right. Everybody's 88 or older. So let me tell you something. Those people have been living for the Lord a long time. And they've been faithful to the Lord. And you notice what they're doing at that age? They're still meeting together. And you notice what's on that table? Their Bibles.
That's right.
Because God's Word is the centerpiece of your life, isn't it?
That's right.
And they sit there, and yes, we talk about life, and we talk about things that are happening, but we talk about them in context of the Scripture, looking at the Scripture, and listening to God, because He's the comforter, isn't He? He's the one that comforts us.
That's right.
And
He takes care of us.
Now, I'm going to watch out, because I don't want to say something you disagree with. But He takes care of us. And that group, when you come in there, you can look around that table. That's a group of people who've lived a long time and been through a lot of things. And they are full of joy. They are full of hope. And they are still wondering why they're still here, some of them. Like, you tell me that all the time. I don't know why I'm here. But the reason you're here is because God must have a what? He must have a purpose for you. And she doesn't know all of what it is, but she's holding part of what she knows God's purpose for is right here. What have you got in your hands, Blanche?
And I've got a real nice, natural Christian leader, and his name's Bill Simpson.
Well, I'm asking you, and I'll turn this way so you can hear me better. What have you got in your hands right there? And I love you. Thank you.
I've got the Lord's Prayer in my hand. I guess I have made 3,000 or 4,000 of them, but I just got 4. And would you mind put them right there on the...
I will, and I'll put some down. She made these so that any of you that want these can come pick them up. There's 4 of them. It takes, let me tell you, 100, it takes a while to make them. And, sometimes she can't get that needle strung. I strung the needle so she could make these for her. But She makes those and gives them. Everyone who comes into Greenbrier Cove, she introduces herself, she gives them one of these, she makes something for them because she wants to contact them and let them know, here's a little token of God's love.
That's right.
She invites them to Bible studies. I mean, she's 100 years old, but she still knows why she's here on earth. She doesn't know who all she's touching, but she touch a lot of people. And that's really good. This one is Sean's. I've got one too. She made this also. I think she gave you this one last year, right, Sean? Okay. She does these things because it's her way of somehow expressing physically the love of God for other people and the desire to want to make a connection so that they can know her Lord. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And the angel he has in his hand, the dining room is 7 years old. They've had an angel at the top of the tree every day, every year. And I've dedicated it to somebody. I've got one ready for this year, and I'm going to dedicate it to a certain person. And I never tell anybody who I'm going to dedicate it to, but I give it to them about 2 days after Christmas.
Well, that's good. Let me ask you a question, Blanche. And, you know, I know this sounds like an awkward question, but you're not afraid to die, are you?
Huh?
You're not afraid to die, are you?
No, I'm not.
As a matter of fact, you can actually say what the Apostle Paul says when he says, you know, to be absent with the Lord for you is better. But if God's got to work for you here, you'll stay. But you'd rather depart and be with the Lord.
Yeah, and I want to see him first. I want to be first to see him when I go. And then I can see the other people later. But I want to see the Lord first.
Well, that was the next question that I was going to ask her. Because she says that all the time when we pray, you know, and when we're talking. She will say, I cannot wait to get to heaven. And the first face I want to see is my Lord, Jesus Christ. Boy, isn't that how you want to be? No fear. Just a desire to have your life completed by being completely in the presence of Christ. And when she's praying, she's in the presence of Christ. And Blanche, did you have one more thing that you wanted to say?
I have a daughter already up there. She died when she was 94 years old. And I would like to see her, but I want to see Jesus first.
Blanche, would you pray for us?
Yes, I'd be glad to.
Okay.
And I just prayed in the Sunday school class, and it was a blessing to me.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it was.
Now, I always have to stand up.
And we'll help you here.
Now, everybody, will you all bow your heads? Because I think the Lord would want us to bow our heads. Mm. Our dear Heavenly Father, we do thank thee for another day. We thank you for being here today, Lord, and all the young people that come and the elder pretty people too. Lord, bless them all and bless every one of them that's here today. And bless Bill and I can't never think of that. He leads us to Bible study on Friday, which is a wonderful thing to have because it just makes a blessing to everybody and especially to me. And whatever I do or say, may it be a blessing to you in all of it. And may, if you have any problem, God will help you with them. And we'll be careful, Lord, to give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, let me take that. Jonathan, if you'll kind of give us a hand here. We're going to let her slip down. And Blanche, we're going to let you sit in the front row there so you don't have so far to go.
Okay. Let me get that left foot down.
All right. Well, let's give Blanche a hand.